Welcome to Ask a Lawyer with Christopher J. Zacher at the Zacher Law Firm in Phoenix, Arizona. Chris is a state bar certified specialist in personal injury and wrongful death cases. Fighting for clients' rights and compensation is his passion. Attorney Zacher answers your questions about the law and how it affects you.
Chris, how do I maximize my personal injury settlement?
Steve, that's a really interesting choice of words, maximize my personal injury settlement. You know, there are attorneys who do this who certainly would answer this question differently than me. But the best advice I can give, if you've been in an accident, you're injured, and you certainly want the injuries and the value of the claim to be the best that it could possibly be straight up, is simply get the medical care you need. Stay attendant to your medical care. Don't get any less than you need. Don't get any more than you need. Avoid gaps in care, because insurance companies always love gaps in care. Get the care you need, and whatever that turns out to be in the end will help determine the value of your case. You know, all cases have different values. Everybody's injured a little bit differently, but the general valuation of a personal injury case depends upon the nature, the extent, and the duration of injuries. So nature, what sort of injuries do you have? Extent, how bad are they? Duration, how long do they last? And then, you know, your medical expenses play a part in that as well. So just stay attendant to your medical care, and get better, and then everything will typically work itself out.
Now, a term that I've heard is pain and suffering, and I think we all know what that is, but does it include medical bills?
Well, pain and suffering and medical bills are all part of the same personal injury claim, but they really are two separate things. You can make a claim for the medical expenses you incur as a result of having been involved in some sort of incident or accident. Pain and suffering is something that's added to the top of the medical bills, so it's extra. And, you know, what your claim may be worth for the pain and suffering, again, depends upon the nature, the extent, and the duration of your injuries. The worse your injuries are, the longer they last translates into more value for the pain and suffering side of the case.
So what's a fair compensation for pain and suffering?
It depends upon the nature, the extent, and the duration of your injuries. You know, I've had clients who have been involved in motor vehicle crashes and go to the hospital and are in the hospital for a couple of days and end up with an $80,000 hospital bill. But once they leave the hospital, they're fine, and they never follow up for any care after that. Well, certainly their claim is worth the $80,000 hospital bill, but not a whole lot in pain and suffering dollars, because there's simply no duration to their injury. They never followed up. They never got any other care. And so there's not a whole lot of pain and suffering to document their case or to prove their case. I've had other clients who, you know, have been in accidents and not had that much in medical care, but quite frankly had a type of injury that, you know, medical care really isn't going to do it much good, an injury in your back. You can't cast it. Maybe some pain medication to help it a little bit, but other than that, the medical bills aren't that significant, but the pain and the suffering is deemed to be a lifelong injury, and there's going to be more compensation for something like that. So nature, extent, duration of the injuries is still going to help value the pain and suffering compensation you're going to get for your case.
Do insurance companies really feel threatened when a lawsuit is filed?
Well, they'll tell you they don't, but this is one of my favorite questions to answer, because the answer is absolutely they feel threatened. Insurance companies hate lawsuits. And they hate lawsuits because once a lawsuit is filed, they lose control. Ultimately, the decision as to how much a case is worth is going to be left up to an arbitrator or a judge or a jury. Insurance companies no longer get to make the decision, and they absolutely hate that. So in addition, a lot of times now they've got to get a defense attorney involved to defend the case. They've got to pay the defense attorney as well, along with the costs that are going to be incurred in the case. And then ultimately, they're still going to have to pay the injured person something when the case ultimately resolves. So insurance companies hate lawsuits. They are threatened by them. They don't like them. And for that reason, I've preached for years, it's just all that much more important for people to find an attorney that actually files lawsuits and takes cases to trial. You will get the best result if you find the right attorney who actually litigates cases for their clients.
So what's the difference between filing a personal injury claim and actually filing a lawsuit?
Filing a personal injury claim is something that occurs and can occur right after the incident or accident occurs. It's simply notifying the insurance carriers involved that you are intending to bring a personal injury claim, and at the right time, once you've completed your care, getting copies of all your medical records and bills and any other documents that prove your damages, and submitting all of that documentation to the insurance company for settlement consideration. That all has to take place within in a certain period of time. And in the state of Arizona, it's typically 2 years, but different types of cases have different limitations periods. And so you got to be real, real careful with this. Filing a lawsuit is actually preparing paperwork and filing it in court to formalize your claim in a court of law. Then you proceed through a whole nother status of investigation and discovery, whereby at some point in time, you can hopefully get that case resolved short of taking it to trial. But you need to be prepared to do just that if that's what the case requires. So filing a personal injury claim is a much less formal process. Filing a lawsuit is a much more formal process. If you're not familiar with either of these processes, my strong suggestion is you find a personal injury attorney who files lawsuits and take cases to trial to help you get the best result for your case.
Thanks for listening to Ask a Lawyer with Christopher J. Zacher at the Zacher Law Firm in Phoenix, Arizona. Join us next time as Chris answers your questions about the law and how it affects you.